Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a pain-free Friday for us. Dole and I'm Minnesota Mahogany waxing it up. 100, 200, a bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion. Shake it up. She dip it home. If a nick come around, fight to party up. Got rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess. The town in tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should you value with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4227. We don't care. How fabulous was that, Mafia? I mean, honest to God. Pretty. Pretty things, huh? We're pretty. I've lost my mind. I love the Sex Pistols. Shake out. I think they stand the test of time, Mafia. We were just saying how their music still is badass all these years later. I mean, that stuff is so old, it's not even funny. Just fantastic.
Yeah, that's another one of those bands. You know, I grew up, my dad listened to only classic rock when I grew up. So that's one of those bands I didn't discover until I was in college in, you know, the early 2000s. Still, 30 years later, it was awesome.
Yeah, I love them. It just, I can't get enough of the Sex Pistols. I mean, bring more of that up. I need that in my life. I really do. I really do need that in my life. We got a lot going on tonight. Your boy, Carver High, is so stoked for this show. He just told me, because PA's on, PA on the mic. Your boy, Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, is joining us here in 10 minutes. Legend. I go way back with this guy. I mean, way back, like the Sex Pistols way back. At 11:40 East, 8:40 Vegas time, Aaron Torres, our good friend, now with The Athletic, covers college basketball. He also does a podcast on Kentucky Sports Radio. Aaron Torres joins us tonight to talk about all the big games this weekend in college basketball. I don't know about you, but I love pro and college basketball. I can watch basketball till my teeth fall out. I can't get enough of it. I actually like college basketball better than college football. Anybody else? Mafia? Are you willing to go there with me?
I am, because college football is very top heavy. If you get the good games between two good teams, then it's awesome. If you get one of these teams that just beat up on the other one, it sucks. But there's so many good college basketball teams, it's a lot more even.
Carver High, you're a football guy. Do you think you probably side with college football?
I would watch the month of March college basketball over any college football game.
So you like the tournament?
Love it. It's one of my favorite things in sports. I love it.
So if we go back to the D in March for the NCAA tournament and you are not going on that trip, are you willing to murder Mafia to get that slot?
No. I've gone, this is going to be me going twice in a row here on this one.
I'd watch your back, Mafia. Famous last words. No, I would never. I would never do anything like that. But for a trip to the Long Bar to watch all the games at once, how'd you like to have 30 games going at once at the Long Bar?
If I knew that that was definite, and obviously I'm going twice because Mafia...
You'd be willing to trade.
Mafia can't go to the Super Bowl.
You'd swap out.
It was Mafia's turn to go in the Super Bowl. And if that wasn't the case and we knew that the March Madness was definite, I would definitely work towards, I'd rather go on that one.
Why did you get two in a row?
Mafia can't go Super Bowl week.
Why not?
He's got something going on with his daughter. He can't go that week.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is correct.
What is going on there, Mafia?
I have to go freeze my ass off most of the weekend camping out to get her in a really good school.
Oh, so wait. This is that thing where you have to sleep outside to get her into a school?
Yeah. I'm
Jeez, I hope she gets a great education.
She better. I'm renting a tent. I got a sleeping bag, everything. I'm ready to go.
You got a heater?
No, we don't have that. We have lots of layers. I'll be fine.
Out in Montreal, freezing in the middle of winter.
Gonna be in a tent. Gonna lock down the wind.
Good luck with that. You might want to look into us, like a heater. Don't they have, like, battery-operated heaters?
Not really. Usually it's like butane, and I don't think I want that in a tent. That's a pretty good way to light yourself on fire.
Well, can you get high off of butane?
No, I think you...
Sniffing glue? Wait, do they have heating glue? Anyway, Mafia's not going to the Super Bowl. He's camping outside in 40 below weather to get his daughter into a school. Jesus. That's like, what is it, Harvard?
Not that good, but it's supposed to be really good. People come from all over the city up there.
Do you think you'll be successful with your plan?
I better. Otherwise, I'm going to be really pissed off if I go up there for nothing.
NFC Divisional Playoff Weekend. The Falcons are road favorites in Philadelphia against the Eagles, while on Sunday the Saints head to Minnesota to face the Vikings. Who will meet in the NFC title game next Sunday? On the AFC side, the Titans look for a huge upset in New England on Saturday night while the Jaguars try to get their second win of the season on Sunday at Heinz Field, where they won already this season in October when they take on the Steelers. Will we get what everyone has wanted all year? Pat Steelers rematch next Sunday at Foxborough for the AFC Championship or not? Reports say Lakers coach Luke Walton is not supported by the team and could be out soon. Recently fired Grizz coach David Fizdale is allegedly on the radar. Should the Lakers give up on Luke Walton already because of LeVar Ball? You know that's what this is about, right? Bottom line, that's what it's about. Got to keep him happy. That's what that is.
I cannot believe that they're going to crumble to this guy.
I can't even either. It's repulsive, isn't it? I mean, it is unbelievable to me. What a disgrace that is. Wasn't Luke Walton supposedly the hottest coaching candidate in the world? Didn't they get the greatest, hottest mind in basketball? Freshly coached by Steve Kerr, taught everything. He knows the ropes, everything. What doesn't he have?
24-0 to start the season, whatever it was. Great, you know, when Kerr was
I told you he would never get credit for that when you're coaching the Warriors. That's just unbelievable to me. What's next? That guy's going to be in the White House? Unbelievable. I've already seen everything. Now it's Oprah against LeVar Ball for the 2020.
Come on, we all know Bill Walton's going to be in the White House, not Luke.
That would be awesome if Bill Walton got in the White House. I think we'd really have fun then.
Then legalize it would have a big push behind it.
Mushrooms and acid. Here we go. Following back-to-back 25-point blowout losses, LeBron says the Cavs are fragile. Pretty vacant.
And they blew it tonight. They had a 22-point lead and lost to Indiana.
Did they lose again?
They lost again.
The Cavs are 3-7 in their last 10. Could this be the year LeBron finally misses the NBA Finals? I cannot believe they lost tonight to that team. Some big NCAA rack games this weekend, including West Virginia, Texas Tech, Creighton, Xavier, TCU, Oklahoma. We're going to talk about all of that tonight. Count on that. All right. So you know the divisional semis are Saturday and Sunday. Get my plays at PharrellOnABench.com. Another big weekend of hoops and hockey. Golden State in Toronto tomorrow night in the NBA. College basketball tomorrow. North Carolina at Notre Dame. Miami at Clemson. Michigan at Michigan State at the Breslin Center. NHL on Saturday. How about this one? Islanders Rangers at the Garden. Detroit Pittsburgh. A rematch of the 08 and 09 finals in Pittsburgh. Anaheim at LA Saturday night as well. PharrellOnTheBench.com has every pick for every game, every sport, every day, plus daily fantasy rosters. And this weekend, you get some UFC snags as well. Sunday night, a free fight night card on FS1. So go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 on a pain-free Friday. How cool is it to have PA on the mic on the bench again? It's just been a disaster over the last few years. As far as, it's like a train wreck to me not having Paul Allen on the show. Such a badass. Like, I think it had something to do with competitors and affiliates and, you know, power struggles and greed and egos. But finally, by the grace of God from above, because the Vikings are playing in this huge game against, this weekend, the Saints, right? Did I get that right? It's New Orleans, Minnesota, Sunday night's the last game. So the fact that we got him back on the show is just the greatest thing ever. How you doing, PA?
No, you messed it up, man. It's already the NFC Championship game, and we got the Falcons.
I believe that. All right, so you're another guy that's going to come on here immediately and say that the Falcons are going to win that game.
Well, I know it is trendy, but I like the Falcons to beat the Rams because they were a more battle-tested bunch.
I did, too.
And seeing the Falcons live when we were in Atlanta and then watching that game against the Rams, man, these Falcons got some defensive players that are really going well right now. And until the Nick Foles bit turns around, man, I can't support it.
So you think that, can you believe that that team, after that choke job in the Super Bowl, that they actually are on a course to play for, allegedly, NFC Championship again and a chance to go back to the Super Bowl? Can you even believe that after they choked like that? I thought they were finished forever after that loss.
Scotty, I think you're hating on Atlanta too much because of your days with the Atlanta Thrashers.
That's just not true. I love Atlanta. I just thought that they were pikers after they – I mean, that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. So, up 25 okay. And you bend over like that?
Hey, so you've always had a little gamble to you. So
a lot.
Since Atlanta is the chic pick by the wise guys and the squares.
The iron chic?
Are you being contrarian just to be contrarian?
I actually think that Philly's got a chance in the game because of just the sheer fact that, no one in the world thinks they can be in this football game, that they have no chance ever, and it's done, and it's a given, and it's just not even a reason to play the game. I think they're livid. I think they're feeling like got a chip, and they're angry, and they're disrespected, and they're like, let's get out and get some junkyard dog in us, and let's go. Let's play dirty. I mean, let's just go play dirty.
Scotty, not only do they have a chip, they have a chip chair and chance. They got Jay Ajayi, who's basically run the ball none the last 3 weeks. You got Ajayi and Blunt. But, you know, one thing that I can't get around with that game, I mean, Eli Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback. God bless him, two-time Super Bowl MVP, but he didn't have a great year. He went for 800 yards in two games against that team. So I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's a low-scoring game. I think it's a very 50-50 game. But a 50% chance each way. But, man, I got to lean Atlanta just a little bit.
All right, so let's talk about the Vikings. I love this team. I've been talking about them all week that they have a chance to do something really special. If they win this game and then if Atlanta wins, they play in Minnie in the title game next week. And then if they win that game, they host the Super Bowl. And I think the rule I heard about them not being able to sleep in their homes is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Who came up with that idiot idea?
Well, I mean, there are a bunch of different theories bouncing around here about locker rooms and sidelines and where teams are going to stay and all that. But, I mean, honestly, if you are the road team in the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter where it is, man. I mean, You honestly, I can argue that you shouldn't get the advantage, that you should be able to stay at your spot. I mean, you should have to go through what all road teams go through up to a Super Bowl. Now, I mean, it takes a long time to put this Super Bowl together, man. I mean, around U.S. Bank Stadium with parking lots and things they're building inside the place, it's already started. So for the Vikings to win Sunday, then get the NFC title game in Minnie, as you would say, you know, that's going to put the Super Bowl committee back a little bit, and they're going to have to go to Plan B so that that bears following.
Listen, you're such a badass. Like, how long have you done this gig now with the Vikings? You're so great calling the games. Like, I'm in my car listening to you, and I, you know, because I'll listen on satellite in my car. That's all. Like, I can catch you do games, and it's just you're just so fantastic at it. You're half nuts. I love that about you. You know I've always loved you, and you're a special talent. How long has it been now that you've had this great gig?
16 years calling Vikings football. Very privileged to do it. Came in with Randy Moss. Went through Jared Allen and Brett Favre into Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson. And, you know, now they got a badass defense, man, with players like Harrison Smith and Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, Xavier Rhodes. It's, you know, Mike Zimmer's your kind of coach, man. He's just absolute nuts and bolts, doesn't mess around with anything. We've had some really cool teams here. Now, on the other side of it, you know, we haven't gotten past the divisional round very often. We got to the NFC title game in 09, got jobbed by that Bounty Gate thing. Then in 15, Blair Walsh misses that 27-yard kick. He shanks the hell out of it. So we've had some heartbreak around here, too.
That guy, the Blair Witch Project, I've never seen anything like that kick. That was the absolute worst. So tell me about Case Keenum here in the biggest game of his life.
It's very intriguing if you follow Case from the time that he took over for Bradford in week two all the way from where we are now, man. It's been unbelievable. In my decade and a half calling games for this team, I've never seen anything like it. You know, it's week two. We're in Pittsburgh, and they're doing everything they can to get Bradford ready to play. They warm him up before the game. He can't go. So Keenum doesn't know he's playing until 3 hours before the game. Funny, we take an L. The next week, he just absolutely destroys Tampa. Then we lose to Detroit. Dalvin Cook goes down. He's out for the year. The week after that, they try with Bradford again on Monday Night Football. It's awful. They go to Case, and he never gives the job back. We're in Washington, middle of the year. He throws two of the worst interceptions you'd ever see. The head coach is so pissed off at him. At his Monday press conference, he refuses to say he'll be the quarterback next week against his former team, the LA Rams, despite throwing four touchdowns at FedEx Field. So Case has been through a lot this year. But, hey, you can't dispute this. If you don't turn over the ball, you're probably going to win games. And he's thrown 222 passes at home. He only has two interceptions and none basically in the last 3 months. Case has become kind of a badass.
So you played him in the first week of the season. What worries you about Breeze and the Saints the most?
Well, Breeze is HOF, so, I mean, you know, even though I like this Vikings defense a ton, it's the best in the NFL, giving up 11 points per game. I mean, if Breeze is making excellent passes in tight windows late in the game, who's really going to be surprised? So everything starts and stops there. The rookie Alvin Kamara, he's a tricky figure because when you watch a lot of his snaps in open field, he shakes on Luke Kuechly and he's unbelievable. But about a month ago, he got a concussion against the Falcons. And ever since then, he's averaging 3 yards per carry. So something has changed in his running game, but he's incredibly good. It all starts and stops with Breeze, man. You got to fluster him up the middle, and you got to put him in positions that he does not want to be in. The loud crowd's really going to help. And the defense is incredibly good, so I like our chances.
So Paul Allen, the great voice of the Vikings, Michael Thomas against Xavier Rhodes. That should be awesome.
Yeah, Thomas is going to be good. You got Ted Ginn with that 80-yard touchdown against Carolina. He's a veteran man in like his 11th year, but he's still incredibly fast. We got this second corner named Trey Waynes, really struggled in that New Orleans game week one. He's a lot better now. And after that, you know, the fact they're going to be down a wide receiver, Brandon Coleman, doesn't help them. They'll use Willie Snead. They got this Tommy Lee Lewis guy who's pretty fast. And overall, it depends on what Drew wants to do. I mean, Drew sprinkles the ball all over the field as well as anybody in the history of the NFL. And if they can slow Breeze the majority of this game, we absolutely will win.
How fantastic do you think the game will be? Do you think this is going to be a super close game and crazy down to the last possession, or do you think it'll be done by then?
Very interesting question because we haven't played since we beat the Bears, and that was the game we needed to secure the 2 seed. So, you know, now, I mean, it's fair to wonder if early in the game, I mean, is the team going to be just a little bit off because it had that off week? I don't think it will be from taking in practice all week. The Saints haven't won a road game in 2 months. You know, this Saints road thing, it's real, man. Breeze is 1-4 lifetime on the road in the playoffs. Sean Payton has a losing record on the road in the playoffs. They're at Tampa last game of the season. They need to win that game to win the division. And they give up 31 to the Bucs. So when this team goes on the road, man, it's a different team than when it plays in New Orleans. And I think that's going to be a major factor in this game this weekend. I'm not great at picking scores. Feels like 27-13, 27-16, Vikings, something like that.
So last question. You were on with the heavies today, Musburger and my boy JT the Brick.
Man, when I was on with JT,
right.
He was loving on you.
I love that dude. He's one of my favorites, one of my good friends. He's just a badass too, like you. I got to ask you though, did either one of them ask you this question? How much of a rock star have you become in a mini? Because you do the show on The Fan, you're the voice of the Vikings. You're one of the, you know, wildest, coolest announcers in the NFL. They're probably scared to death of you at the league office. Like rock star status wise, like before I knew you, you were probably on a scale of about a 3 as a rock star. And now I'm like pretty much like a 9.5, 10 rock star status. How much of a rock star have you become? Because, I mean, those guys are heavies, but now you're on, you know, Pharrell on a bench, and you have to reveal to the world your rock star status number right now, right here.
Come on, man, you're tripping. First of all, I'm the wrong Paul Allen. Secondly, when I went on with Brent Musburger on the Vegas Sports and Information Network, man, I haven't been asked for that many touts since I worked at Bay Meadows Racecourse in San Mateo, and you were
right.
Are living in Russian Hill.
Right. Listen.
Stromboli in Little Italy.
Hey, wait. Now, listen. I have been eating strombolis again, and I'm going to prove it to you right now. Here we go, Mafia. Can you show PA on the mic that I've been eating strombolis?
And Mitchell right wing, going to drive at the goal over to Thompson. Thompson back to Pharrell. Pharrell eating a little stromboli.
That's Greg Papa, the voice of the Raiders, when he used to do the Warriors games when Dwayne Pharrell was playing in the NBA, giving Pharrell a little stromboli love. In fact, I brought a stromboli in this week to work, Mafia. How was it?
Delicious.
It was delicious. You need to have a stromboli this weekend after the Vikings win, PA, on the mic.
Hey, you know, I'm certainly not taking a shot at Tim Roy now, the talented play-by-play guy for the Golden State Warriors. When I called races at Bay Meadows and you worked at KMBR,
right.
Greg Papa did the games with Chris Webber and
right.
Billy and those teams. Oh, my God, how good was that?
That was the greatest ever, and I used to listen to him, religiously. I love that guy, and I love you, too. Oh, God, I love you, too. Anyway, hey, have a great game this weekend, PA. It's such a blast having you back on the show. It's been way too long, brother. I love you. Happy New Year.
Are you going to be on Radio Row at Mall of America?
No. Doesn't that sound depressing? I'm actually going to be in Las Vegas living large, as usual, at the D Casino, hosting a party with 5,000 people and a lot of hookers. Thanks.
Oh, you're the best, man. That takes me back to the days when you and I used to meet in the Tenderloin in San Francisco.
Right.
And try to stay away from those girls with the big Adam's apple.
Yeah. Oh, my God. On that note, call my lawyer, Mafia. Anyway, Paul, have a great game this weekend. Good having you on, brother. All the best.
Scotty.
I love that guy. PA on the mic. Paul Allen, the legendary voice of the Minnesota Vikings for 16 years.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Don't forget, we put a podcast out after the show on Twitter, at On The Bench, CBS, and at Scott Pharrell. And tomorrow at some point, it'll go out as well. We kick it out just to get it over with the second time. First time we do it because we have to. Second
multiple
time we do
times.
It. Multiple times.
It's usually right after the show.
Right.
Somewhere between 8 and 9 a.m. Eastern.
Right.
And then usually again sometime between like 1 and 4 Eastern, you know, in the afternoon. You get a couple chances at it.
Is there high volume on there, people that check it out? Do you know any of those results?
I believe so.
There you go. So that's all happening. And then don't forget, we're going to Vegas on the 27th, which today is the 12th.
2 weeks from tonight, we'll be doing the show where after the show's done.
So not next week, the week after we leave. That night, you go home with me.
2 weeks from tonight.
2 weeks. So not next week, the week after.
Correct.
It's just fantastic news.
it's like knocking on the door here, like right on you.
It is just so happening. We're going to be live at the D Casino on Fremont Street for 5 live shows. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 live shows at the View Bar, V-U-E, View Bar, second floor of the D. Can't miss it. Overlooking Fremont Street. It's a great bar right next to the William Hill Sportsbook upstairs. Take the escalator upstairs. You can't miss us. We'll be right there every night at 7 Vegas time at the D. And don't forget, on the 4th, the big game bash at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center is unequaled, unequaled. I mean, literally, this is the greatest party you've ever seen in your life for a football game. 5,000 deep. I mean, it is insane. Indoor, outdoor bash. It's just the most ridiculous party you've ever gone to in your life. I've been to it, Mafia, 3 times? This will be 3.
Yeah, I believe so.
Because it's funny, they wrote in the paper in the Vegas Review Journal that it was the second time they've done it. It's the third.
It's definitely the third.
I went twice with you. This will be three with him.
Yeah, this will be the third.
All right, so it is something else.
We went the first year, and they had just the inside. Then last year, when they had inside and outside.
So that's probably what they're talking about, that it's the second year of having the indoor-outdoor, like the both. The other one was just an indoor thing in the tent.
Right, it was just the food that was outside.
That's right. But that was still a big party. There was probably 2,500 people there.
It was absolutely huge.
So, Carver High, are you excited to see this party that you've heard so much about and be a part of it?
I've heard about this for so long that I can't wait to finally cross the finish line. The question is, will they have enough alcohol for me? That's the real
question. Believe me. Mafia, how about the bar setup? They got indoor, outdoor. The indoor bar in the tent is the size of Nevada. The outdoor is like one station after the next filled with booze and beer.
Plus, you have all the food carts to go from place to place on whatever you want to eat, whether it be burgers or fries.
Barbecue.
Or hot dogs or, yeah.
They got it all.
A little barbecue.
Like, the taco truck there.
Taco. It's everything. It's everything. I mean, they have everything. They have shot girls going around. I mean, it is the greatest thing ever. One other thing I wanted to say is that tomorrow is the 112th birthday of our good friends at the Golden Gate Casino, which is also owned by Derek Stevens, the owner of the D. It's their 112th birthday bash tomorrow at the Golden Gate on Fremont Street. Go over there. They got all kinds of just a big party going on there tomorrow. I think from 1 to 3 o'clock Vegas time, they're having this huge bash there, Carver High, tomorrow with shots and beers and champagne and food and everything. And people can go, and there's, like, gambling deals, everything. It's, like, the greatest day tomorrow.
Yeah, happy birthday to them. I can't wait to get back there.
You like hanging out there late night. Is that not the best late night place to hang in the world?
I'm into it. I like the late nights.
You love it over there. We got the whole deal going. Gambling Kenny.
Give me a card.
Gambling Kenny over there at Anthony's. He'll come down and party with us. Our good friends up there. I mean, we party everywhere. You name it, we're there. See you, Vegas. So, did I clear all that up? Are we good on our schedule in terms of excitement? You're excited?
Yes.
All right. All right, so Mafia has also challenged me tonight. He's like, you know, just... can we just bet on the big games tomorrow instead of all these candy-ass, like, unranked team games? He goes, why don't you just bet on all the heavies tomorrow? He's like, in college basketball, can't you just – there's 1,000 games. Can't you just bet on the heavies?
Yeah, no one needs no Towson versus Hofstra.
Hofstra won that game on the road, by the way. So you want me to just go heavyweight city?
That's all that matters. All that matters is the heavies.
Heavies.
You're not going to make the tournament. We don't care about you.
Even that is enough for you? Those, like, what would you say there are, like, 15, 17 games, something like that?
You expand a little bit if you want to take some of the, you know, the Power 5 teams that are playing that aren't ranked. But, I mean, we don't need the bottom of the barrel either. We don't need Rutgers.
Okay, so here's this. I'm reading this. Unbelievable. Attorneys representing Josh Pastner, the coach at Georgia Tech, filed a civil suit against an Arizona man and woman who accused him of breaking NCAA rules. In the lawsuit filed in Arizona, the attorneys claim former Tech booster, blah, 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 and his girlfriend, blah, 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 began a malicious campaign to defame Pastner and to extort and blackmail Pastner by threatening to release and then releasing to the public, the media, Georgia Tech, and national NCAA people false and patently untrue information that the two believed and intended would be extremely damaging to Pastner's reputation and result in Pastner losing his job at Georgia Tech and being penalized by the NCAA. How about that? A couple of, like, everyday people in Arizona trying to ruin Josh Pastner. He's been on the show before. He's a good coach, right?
Yeah, he's been on at Memphis and Georgia Tech.
He loves us. Sounds like he's very upset about these people messing with him, and he's suing them.
As he should be if it's untrue.
So they're number two in the latest AP poll. West Virginia, the 12th best team in Division I going forward, and has only a 4% chance to earn a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. According to BPI, the two main reasons the Mountaineers have not been that efficient given the schedule they have faced. They rank 14th in net efficiency. They have the eighth hardest remaining schedule of Division I teams. If it's the eighth hardest schedule, how's that not worthy of a number one seed if you play the eighth hardest schedule? Isn't that tough? Like, isn't that like a... that means you play a top 10 schedule, right? And then if you win all those games, you're not a number one seed? They got a big game tomorrow against Texas Tech in Lubbock. No joke there. Carver High already jotting down all these games to bet on his William Hill mobile app. He's got one of his burner phones in Nevada right now with his friend that lives on Fremont Street outdoors. This guy's a street singer.
Can't wait to fire that thing up when we get there.
Carver High, and I always text the guy, it's the fake Elvis he puts in.
Not the fake De Niro?
It actually was the fake De Niro this time. We called to put in a bet for us. We would never do anything like that, though, ever. Are we live? So CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So in the second hour, we're going to have Aaron Torres from The Athletic on to talk college basketball. We'll talk about all those big games this weekend that Mafia wants me to bet on. And then I just wanted to say, like, at this point, how utterly repulsed I am at the fans of this show and network, that you're not talking about the wild card winners and the divisional semi games that are upon us this weekend. You've seen the wild card round. Now it's time for the divisional semis. We got huge games this weekend. Mavi, do you remember I used to always have that party on the divisional semi weekend?
I do remember. I mean, we just had it last year.
Wasn't it last year that we had this party?
Last year you had a conference championship Sunday.
34C, not interested in having a bash, apparently, this year. I didn't even bring it up, actually.
It's probably a good move.
Is that right?
Yeah, with the new house, and things aren't exactly how you want it. Yeah, you're still settling in. It's probably good not to have it this
year. What about next week if the Steelers win and they play the Patriots? Should I have a party?
I don't know if you should have a huge blowout party like we usually do, but, you know, I could have core group over.
Hardcore group?
Well, you don't want the hardcore group anymore because that's the group that you're hanging out with when you're, you know, doing the bad things. You don't need that group around anymore.
Well, last year you had Steelers-Patriots AFC Championship game at your house.
And that was also disappointing.
That was, we had, that. That's what I'm saying. Last year you did that, the main Sunday.
But didn't everyone leave by the time that game was going on?
And the Falcon game started at 3. That was the early game, and they destroyed the Packers in the first half. So, like, by half, between halftime.
Was that a Saturday, that party?
No, Sunday. The NFC, the conference championship games we did last
When
year.
Do they play those games? At, like, 3 and 6?
Yes. So, I think that kind of killed, like, everybody was distracted from the football because the game, first game was terrible, second game was terrible.
So, I don't know, maybe should I have a party? I don't know. Maybe
I'll be around. Why not? Let's do it.
Maybe we should get something going for good measure, for good luck. Carver High's like, I'm not going out there 2 weeks in a row.
I'll go out there, but you need to tell me in, like, the next couple days so I can make sure I got that day stowed away.
Well, I mean, if I had, I got to wait till Sunday to see if they win. I'm not going to have a party for the Jaguars.
So then we decide on Monday.
So we'll decide on Sunday. If the, when the game's over, it'll be over right by 5 o'clock. I'll make a decision. See if 34C is all in on a bash. Can we get strippers this time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.